Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
Hi, I'm Julie Eflin from Muncie. I'm reviewing the Stephanie Plum novels by Janet Ivanovich. Reading a Janet Ivanovich, Stephanie Plum novel is a guilty pleasure. Stephanie Plum lives in Trenton, New Jersey. She works as a bounty hunter for her cousin Vinny, tracking down people who've skipped out on their bail bonds. Even though Stephanie Plum is smart, trouble finds her every undertaking. By the end of every book, Stephanie finds herself in situations that are completely out of control. Most of the Plum mysteries have a number in their title. For example, One for the Money, 7 Up, 12 Sharp. Ivanovich is up to Finger Lickin' 15. I'll admit, some of the overarching plot occurs in every book. Stephanie's after a skip, which somehow gets tied to larger issues and, conveniently, to the men in her life. But the particulars of the plot and the characters in Stephanie's life make it all worthwhile. First, there's responsible Trenton cop, Joe Morelli, who's been part of Stephanie's life since preschool. He's one very sexy guy. Second is the mysterious ranger, who owns a security company and attempted to train Stephanie in bond enforcement, which is a euphemism for finding people that skipped bail, take them willingly or not back to the police station, and collect the fee. Ranger is also a very sexy guy. Another character is Grandma Mazur. For her, the big social hotspot is Steva's mortuary. Nothing is better than a viewing with an open casket. But beware, Grandma is trouble. The books are definitely PG-13. But if you want to laugh, go for a wild ride with Stephanie Plum. I'm Julie Eflin for BookSpeak.
I'm Wade Jennings from Muncie, and I'm reviewing Friendly Persuasion by Jessamine West. When I moved to Indiana more than 40 years ago, I knew very little about this green and pleasant land, except what I'd seen in movies. One of the best of these was Friendly Persuasion, a warm-hearted, humorous film from the late 50s. I assume that Jessamine West's novel of the same name probably shared the charm of the film, but lacked much real substance. I was wrong. I picked up the book recently, thinking it might be a light summer read. Instead, I found a book rich in character, theme, and style, one that captures the beauty in closely observed, everyday things. The novel deals with three generations of a Hoosier family, beginning shortly before the Civil War. The Birdwells are Quakers, deeply rooted in the values of that religion. Jess Birdwell is a nurseryman who grows fruit trees and sells them all across the Ohio River Valley. His wife Eliza is a Quaker minister who not only preaches the religion, but lives it daily. The story unfolds in 14 independent vignettes. Some of the stories deal with the Birdwell children, some with strangers who only briefly touch the lives of the family. They are bound together by West's subtle use of landscape, of seasons, of the rhythms of life. As Jess travels through Indiana and Ohio, he constantly marvels at the richness and the beauty of the world around him. He thinks, "Landscape foams up around me like a painted picture where every brushstroke has a meaning, meaning bursting out of weeds and fence rails, full of meaning I can't read. What's the message? What are they saying?" West answers none of the questions that her characters encounter, however. In fact, the conflicts are usually unresolved by the end of each of the stories. The characters, like the readers, simply continue the journey into the next mystery. If narrative conflicts are left unresolved, the themes of the novel grow ever richer as the book unfolds. The sweetness and heartache of family life, the impossibility of judging others, the strain between the ideals of faith and the realities of this world, and the simple wonder that reawakens in us again and again on the journey we make through life. Don't make my mistake and put off reading Friendly Persuasion. You may appreciate more the beauty and heritage of Indiana, and you may be a little more grateful to be a member of the human race. I'm Wade Jennings for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.